He was a journalist who became a business owner and a dad who liked American Idol. Now Democratic Ned Lamont wants to be governor. Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche has this profile.
It was the summer of 1976, and Will Hunter was living with a group of 20-somethings in a farmhouse. Well, calling it a farmhouse might not be completely accurate.
That summer, we stayed in a place that was nicknamed Squalor.
Hunter had started up a newspaper in Vermont called the Black River Tribune. Living in Squalor with Hunter and some others was a young Ned Lamont.
I provided housing as part of the deal working on the paper because we didn't pay very well. You know, he had a great sense of adventure, and this was an adventure.
Years earlier, when they were in high school, Lamont and Hunter attended the prestigious Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire. They each knew each other from working on the school paper, the Exonian. Hunter ran the paper his senior year, and Lamont took over the next year. Under Lamont's watch, the paper ran articles about Vietnam, women's rights, race, and segregation. He also ran a front-page story about how to dodge the draft. Hunter says Lamont was probably able to take bigger risks at the paper than he was for a simple reason. His family had been big donors.
And I remember joking with my father about the fact that Ned Lamont was not going to go the way of Will Hunter when the principal read something in the newspaper that he didn't like because he might have to make the announcement from the steps of Lamont Hall. I think Ned had a little bit of insulation and you know, more power to him.
Hunter was fired during his tenure for publishing an editorial that criticized the school principal. He says even though Lamont came from a family who had their names on Exeter buildings, he didn't act that way.
You know, he doesn't sound like your typical privileged person who thinks that they're owed something because of the family they were born into. And I think he's got a genuine commitment to people who have been left behind.
These days, Hunter runs a nonprofit housing organization in Vermont. He says he never expected Lamont to seek elected office, but he was happy when Lamont stepped into the national spotlight in 2006 when he ran for U.S. Senate. Lamont beat incumbent Joe Lieberman in the Democratic primary that year, but lost to Lieberman in the general election. His next foray into state politics happened in 2010 when he made a bid for governor. That's when he met this guy.
So I'm Eric Bragg, and in 2010, I was Ned Lamont's candidate assistant.
Also known as the body man, Bragg drove Lamont around the state as he campaigned. He would print out Lamont's speech notes, bring him his coffee and his newspaper.
I'd carry his business cards and his comb and his breath mints, and I'd often actually take pictures of him at the campaign events.
He says the two of them shared a lot of conversations about politics and policies, but what stood out to Bragg was Ned's domestic side.
He's a guy that really cares deeply about his kids. I remember, you know, often late at night when we were out on the campaign trail, you know, we'd be, you know, maybe an hour and a half from home and, you know, thinking about whether or not we'd want to go to one more event that night. And he was always prioritizing his kids, saying, you know, I really want to get home. Teddy needs help with this paper that he's writing. I told Teddy I would watch American Idol with him.
Lamont actually liked American Idol, Bragg says. And he wasn't afraid to talk about who did well and who didn't, and if he agreed or disagreed with the audience. Bragg says Lamont does have some trouble with authenticity. One-on-one, he's personable and likable. But when he gets into politician mode, he changes.
Chatting about the issues with him when, you know, there's no tape recorder on, when there's no cameras on him, and you get him talking about issues that matter, you kind of really get a sense of how deeply he cares about the state of Connecticut.
Bragg also points out that Lamont can be a little bit of a dork. Here's Lamont at a campaign event earlier this year in Hartford.
You got to tell him how important, what a difference we can make if you get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights.
Yeah!
Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Yeah!
He's also been compared to the goofy neighbor character from The Simpsons, Ned Flanders. Here's a rap made by Ian McDonald, a supporter for Oz Griebel, another candidate for governor.
I wish you weren't so bland, sir. I love you as my neighbor. You could change your name to Flanders. But Oakley Doakley, here you are on my TV for commercial.
Lamont says he's heard the song and thought it was amusing. Those who know Lamont say that his campaign should just let him be himself. David Roche, Connecticut Public Radio.
Lamont faces Republican Bob Stefanowski, Libertarian Rod Hanscom, as well as Oz Griebel and Mark Stewart Greenstein, who each created their own party to support their candidacies.